KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's currently 49 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy today with a high near 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, police in Red Oak responding to a domestic situation last night, arrested one person on an assault charge. 38-year-old Ronald Gordon Bingham Jr. of Red Oak was arrested just before 10 p.m. for simple domestic assault. Bingham Jr. was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. A Red Oak man was arrested Wednesday on multiple warrants by the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. At 3:50 p.m., deputies took into custody 34-year-old Jacob Cochran of Red Oak on warrants for violation of probation, two counts, one count of burglary in the first degree, and one count of domestic abuse assault. Cochran was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $140,000 cash bond. Citing a shortage of lots available to construct new homes in Atlantic and in an effort to spur the construction of new homes in the community, local developer Don Sontag told the city council Wednesday evening that he and his grandson will offer incentives with regard to the purchase of lots he owns for the purpose of new home construction.
We purchased those lots along Olive Street, and we will start next year getting some houses built along there. I think that's the kind of a middle-sized house that's really needed in Atlantic, and we'll be doing that. We're also going to make those lots available, and to anybody that wants to build a house in 2016, we'll have a reduced price, because I'd like to promote, doesn't have to be anything connected with us. I'll just sell those lots to anybody who will build a house.
The retail price for those lots is $19,500, but Sontag said he might be willing to discount that rate to someone who is earnest about wanting to build. Of the homes he's currently building on the south side of Atlantic, Sontag said that five of the first 12 are sold, with four of the five buyers coming from outside of Atlantic. He said also he would be willing to donate certain right-of-way access areas to the city if it will help to create more lots for home construction.
And then down in Millett's addition, I have, I think, two or three lots left down there, I think. And I would give those for free to somebody that will promise to build a house there and do it in a sort of in 2016.
The Atlantic City Council held a work session Wednesday night to discuss those housing needs, as I mentioned, and a vision for the city's five-year capital improvements plan, or CIP. City Administrator John Lund said the city has more than $10.27 million in proposed capital improvements, but the resources available, including income revenue, to cover about $8.68 million worth without raising taxes. That leaves a deficit of some $1.596 million the city will need to trim from its project wish list. A list of priorities was included in a draft fiscal year 2017 through 2021 plan. The plan of the list was created through a survey of council members and the mayor.
When it came to equipment and vehicles, that was amongst the highest priorities, which basically told me that if Atlantic gets in tough budget situations, the last thing to do is to try and squeak more life out of equipment or vehicles, pushing them, trying to get more life out of that. So we took that into consideration and set that aside.
The storm sewer system was also rated high on the list, especially with regard to Bull Creek. Mayor Dave Jones said there are some safety issues pertaining to the creek, especially in the area of 17th to 9th Streets where children are at play.
I think I talked about trying to get it enclosed. And it started out with, you know, I clean up my lot up there. We've got an alley and a big ditch. And you go down behind Brinks on the other side of 7th Street, you got an alley and big ditch with no barricades. That's like more safety entrance on that. Then we started walking up on night from 14th to 9th to 17th on Bull Creek. Me and John and Dave and Roger Hearn was with us. And you look down that way, there's probably, about a 15-foot drop, 18-foot drop down the bottom that right there going into that tube. And probably about 3 foot of water in there.
Lund said they're waiting on estimates from Snyder & Associates engineers on the cost of the cleanup project for Bull Creek. The Storm Water Fund, which is supported by user fees, he said, will help to deal with the project, and future housing developments will benefit from the fund as the city deals with stormwater mitigation prior to property completion. The main area of discussion Wednesday night focused on the streets and roads and the improvements for which would cost more than $6.375 million under the draft CIP. Councilman Bob Cord said the list created is a start for the council to make decisions, but the city shouldn't be micromanaging the list of priorities, because Street Department Superintendent Daryl Anderson and his crew are more aware of what streets need to be taken care of first. Snyder's Dave Sturm and Anderson said they've made a great deal of progress on maintaining and repairing city streets over the past few years.
We've gotten quite a bit ahead of the program. We've done roads.
Yeah, you've done some major work. We've done about $8 million in the last 5 years.
We're ahead of ourselves quite a bit.
That being the case, Mayor Jones and the council suggested the department should focus next on the downtown alleys being resurfaced or repaired. Anderson said a few of the city's streets will need major work in the next 5 years, including Plum Street from 10th to 14th, which handles a great deal of high school traffic. In other business, the city council approved the appointment of Jennifer Miller to the Planning and Zoning Commission. She replaces Denise Masker on the commission. In the funeral announcements, Gene Hans Moore, age 75 of Waukee and formerly of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Gene Moore will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Faye Enan, age 99 of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Faye Enan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gail Whitey Peterson, age 82 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Whitey Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Dolores Wilkinson, age 88 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Mass of Christian burial for Dolores Wilkinson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.